You are listening to the Great Northern Radio Show, Northern Community Radio. You can hear our podcast at kaxe.org and rebroadcast on a public radio station near you. We are live from the Fauston Library Arts Center, Fauston, Minnesota. This is the first time we've done the show from a library, but it's not just any library. Fauston might be a small farming town in northwestern Minnesota, but they obviously care about the arts. They've got a quality performance space here attached to their public library and community center. You can see plays and concerts here all year round. They did Fiddler on the Roof on this stage last year. They've got rehearsal rooms for voice and instrumental lessons for the sons and daughters of the 13 towns. I've been doing a little bit of reading of the history of this place. That's what I do before we move around northern Minnesota to do our show. Polk County was named for the president who might well go down as the most important one-term president in the history of the Republic. I don't know. It could be debatable, but if you're going to have one term, you're going to want to do what Polk did. He added a lot of states. He moved the United States out to the West Coast, and he's a man who fast-tracked the notion that the U.S. should reach the Pacific Ocean. His legacy, while sometimes controversial, part of the pioneer spirit that brought settlers to places like this in the 1870s and 80s. I've enjoyed catching up on Fauston. Of course, I'm a range guy. I know, right? I'm from the Iron Range, and don't think I didn't notice that as you drive into Fauston from the east, there is a tank pointed at the highway. But that being said, I have to say you did a lovely job of decorating it for the holidays. It's a real tank that has Christmas lights on it, and it makes it look like the tank is moving at night. The lights are moving, and of course there's a big helicopter as well. It's actually pretty cool, and it's a town that's really dressed up for Christmas. We enjoyed driving around and seeing the lights last night. We've enjoyed your businesses. We've enjoyed the people we've met so far. It's been a lot of fun. Of course, there is the weather to contend with. We've got the blowing snow, and I saw the thing that I wanted to see when I came to Fauston for the first time. When I came here, I looked up, and I looked down, and from the very top of my eyeball to the very bottom of my eyeball, the only color I saw was white. And that's the image I wanted to see. And of course, I turned around, there's a town there. But looking out of town, that's kind of what you see. And that's the prairie. That's the land where the farming gets done and where dreams go cascading down the Great Plains. I did see there was a cattle truck overturned this morning. We tried to take that as not a bad omen for the show here, but the cows were rescued, moving the cows out of the trailer truck a few miles from here. And there's a lot going on. You know, there's a lot of development. We'll talk with Dick Rue from the paper here in a little bit about some of the things going on, but watching as you've got a new dental office here in town, and I have to say, I noticed in the paper that not only do you have a new dental office, but inside the same building, you've got a new bakery as well. And it's a husband and wife, and they've got a dentist and a cupcake artist. And so I have to say, I don't know if they're here tonight, but if they are, way to go. I like your thinking, because you figured out a way for both of you to stay and work for a long time. And I will say, though, out of fairness, they do offer free toothbrushes with the purchase of a cupcake.
I believe they call it a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, symbiotic is very much the word there. It works together well. Seems different, not as different as you'd think. I did notice, too, that you've had some development here in town. A lot of folks have been talking to me about Erskine Manufacturing, the big skid steer and tractor attachment plant on the edge of town and all the jobs that's brought. That's really cool to see. Nice plant out there. And, of course, my grandfather has a skid steer. And I was thinking about, like, well, that's funny. I could drive over there and get him a Christmas present, you know, get him some kind of attachment. And all the men in my family have tractors and big machines that they like to put attachments on. And it's like, if only they sold an attachment that helped you process emotions, then we'd really have something. Men of the upper Midwest, we could just put it right on top of our skid steers, drive it around, and we could absorb all it is to be human in an easier way than we do, because it's hard for us. If only that was an available option. But the future will come calling. In the future, that's what we'll do.
So look out, future.
Here we come. You understand what I'm saying.